You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tip real quick, how is the Hamptons treating you? Because you've been there, what, like 2 weeks now? Two, 3 weeks you've moved in.
Honey, it's almost a month.
Oh! How has it been almost a month? That's crazy.
June 15th is a month. I'm possibly extending my stay in residence. That's a whole nother story, but let's just take it. Kind of like in the Bravo world, Sarah. Let's just take it one day at a time.
I love it. Okay, sounds good to me.
Now, before we get into Bravo, because again, I could have on every president of the United States that ever existed. I could have on every queen and king. Nobody gives a fuck. They just want to hear about Bravo. But before we get there, just self-indulge me for 3 seconds, everyone. Good luck on Scream 6 without Neve Campbell. I mean, good luck, because they're not paying Neve Campbell what she wants. So Neve Campbell will not be in Scream 6. And, this actually is related to Bravo. Oh, God, I always tie it back to Bravo. So, did you see how I'm just waking up and thinking about all this stuff? Well, Nev, that's it. And it seems like we have a big Neve Campbell fan in the house. The one, the only, Miss Katie Rose.
Katie Rose! Hey, by the way, I think you had texted me this week. You and Katie Rose have been texting, right?
Well,
or messaging?
Is because of Neve Campbell. So I made a comment like, I don't understand. Listen, if it was the second Scream, fine, but six in, if Neve isn't going to do it, why are we making this movie? And that, you know, they just don't want to pay her whatever it is that she wants, which I think you have the right to request whatever you want, because Scream without Neve. And Katie Rost is very, very upset that Miss Campbell will not be in Scream 6. So I just explained to her that I am as upset as she is. And then we just had a back and forth, and I'm like, are we slowly chipping away at the Katie Rost? I didn't bring up the podcast. I didn't bring up an appearance. I just... You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, Sarah, but
it's the truth. You're working on it. I think we are laying a foundation.
We're chipping away at Miss Rost. This actually relates to Bravo. There you go. Yes, Miss Katie Rost and Britney got married, and Madonna and Drew Barrymore and Paris and Kathy were there. Very interesting selection. I mean, I assume that Britney just invited people that were behind the scenes really supporting her this whole time, but Madonna was there. Yes, yes, yes.
And you saw Britney and Madonna reenacted their famous kiss. And I wasn't even sure. I guess there's a picture Britney posted on her Instagram where it looks like you see her butt cheek. Like, I don't know if she just has a thong on and we see butt cheek. Anyway,
Britney's just doing whatever the fuck she wants to do these days. You know what I mean? Like, I think after being held captive for so many years.
I do too.
It's like, do you care? I mean, do you care about anything? I mean, Britney is just, she doesn't care, right?
She wore a Versace gown. I don't think she cares either. I think she's living her best life. You're right. She's making up for it. We know she's trying to get pregnant. You know, she sadly had that miscarriage. I mean, this wedding, though, was so bizarre. I mean, there was not that many people there, but I mean, somehow Jason Alexander, her ex, I mean, how many years ago was that?
Like, I don't understand that. He tried to cry. I don't get it.
Showed up trespassing, said she was his only love. I mean, it was like, where did this fucking come from? Has he been showing up at her house like all along, but we're just hearing it? It was just so bizarre out of nowhere.
And I mean, as far as like everyone who's like, this guy's using her, this guy's using her. Well, I mean, it's been this many years. Do people still think that? And also, I don't know if Britney really cares. You know, I don't really know if she cares. She has enough money for life, right?
So I think so, yeah.
Let her be happy and just let her do anything. And Madonna was there. That's all I care about.
But were you surprised? I mean, I guess Paris and Kathy, you know, I didn't think that they were particularly close, because wasn't there like a lot of rumors like back in the day that Paris sort of used Britney and Lindsay Lohan to just get more fame and popularity, and they only hung out at nightclubs just to be seen together? And then, you know, that was kind of part of Britney's spiral, is because those women sort of encouraged her to, you know, go off the deep end. Am I wrong? I thought that there was
no, and that whole infamous picture of fire crotch and all that with Lohan. But I think they're over that. I still don't necessarily understand the, like, why is Kathy there? Why is Drew Barrymore there? It was random celebrities, as far as I'm concerned, and random dress codes. And it just, I didn't really understand any cohesion, but they must be close to Britney somehow, because there they were.
Yeah, I guess so. Paris also shared, you know, pictures of the glamorous wedding, said it was a fairy tale for them. So, okay. Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of fake false news this week to report on.
Okay, I couldn't keep my stories straight this week. Like, lots of times we have legitimate, and of course you, being the Bravo insider that you are, have a lot of inside sources. So a lot of times we get exclusive scoop. Honestly, I couldn't make up from down this week. I mean, there were so many stories.
Well, the first thing is, I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not trying, this is not about me being right. But as soon as I heard this rumor that these three, this is why we don't have like a gossip podcast. This is why I will never have a gossip podcast. I don't want to call out specific Bravo web pages. I don't want to call out like the Dumas of the world. It's not.
I love you so much. I don't want to call anyone out, but Dumas.
Right. It's just so stupid, you guys. It's so stupid. Like, can't we just wait till like things happen and then we can like real things? So this bullshit, as soon as I saw this, that those three cities were green lit on Peacock. First of all, there are not three shows coming all at once. That will never happen. We're not going to have three new Housewives cities. But what was it? It was Scottsdale, Arizona.
And was Nashville. It Nashville? Yeah, Nashville, Tennessee, which actually I feel like could be a good one, because I don't know, Todd Chrisley might be in jail. So we need a new obsession in Nashville.
Dude, the Chrisleys are,
they're in trouble.
Guilty.
They're in trouble.
I mean, I don't see how you get out of that. They're in trouble.
They're in trouble. I mean, yeah, they really are. And, you know, they just have that Nashville connection. But anyway.
And what was the other city?
Nashville, Scottsdale, Arizona, and oh my god,
the one it's like a Potomac that none of us know what it really is.
Like outside of Chicago,
look that up. But I mean, as soon as I heard this, I was like, there's not three cities will never be announced at once, they will never all come at once. Then there was all this talk that, you know, they film these things. Like, yeah, they film sizzle reels. I mean, they might go into a place and film a sizzle reel of six people and see if it tests. But that is a far cry from, like, we have a new house.
Okay, do you know where this, I'm going to say it wrong. Where is Winnetka?
It's in Florida somewhere, I believe. And I believe people were comparing it to Miami, but... And then they were saying, well, this girl said, yeah, we filmed this and this is my, I mean, there's nothing. It's all fake news, you guys. And that's just not how things work. We're first of all going to announce one new housewife city at a time, if ever. So as soon as I heard this, I was like, this is such BS and it's not happening. And, you know, were sizzle reels filmed? I mean, did people get together? I mean, you and I can get together right now and have a gay and straight like housewives of LA, and I'll be in LA tomorrow, or we can go to another city. That's so far from ever being greenlit. So fake news, guys, fake news. If anyone still believes that these three cities are coming, they're not, at least for now. This Nashville thing has been floating around forever. And yeah, that could be good. Great. That could be good. But I think we saw from Salt Lake, it really is based more on the cast than the actual location, you know? I mean, I think that's the key thing.
You've said it a couple of times, especially recently, that, and you know, this is how, like, we know famously Salt Lake City came together, is it was the chemistry of those women. And I think you're 100% right. And I can tell you this, not from pitching a housewife show, but, you know, part of the reason I moved to Los Angeles was I want to produce. I've had these unscripted show ideas. And for people that don't know, unscripted just means reality, basically, shows that I've wanted to do. So I have been shopping these around. You know, everybody, every network is not, they're not looking for a specific city. They are not. They are looking for a friend group, just like Housewives, a unique friend group of people that actually know each other, that are in a bizarre business. They're looking for that kind of family business. They're looking for that kind of stuff. They are not going, hey, let's go to Nashville and see who we can cast anymore. It doesn't seem like that's happening at all, at least from what I'm hearing on pitching shows.
No, and the key is, I mean, listen, Jersey Shore was lightning in a bottle. We have strangers, right, literal strangers, who we had a casting call and we said, this girl Nicole, we're calling her Snooki. This girl Jenny, we're calling her JWoww. Like, that was lightning in a bottle. Now it's like, the biggest complaint, the reason why Atlanta had problems and New York had problems and the OC had problems, is none of these people know each other. So Bravo or no Bravo, they're really trying to find organic people that have history. That is what works.
Yeah. Yeah, it does, completely. It is what works. I think we've seen it over and over again. And truly, it's how OC started. You know, we know Vicki Gunvalson at the time was very good friends with Gina Koff. They all lived in the same area. And then, oh my God, I don't even remember who the other women were. But anyway, and it was the same with Atlanta, right? You had NeNe, you had Kim Zolciak, who were friends long before the show, you know, and then obviously make for great television.
Those days are over. So there we go. Those are fake.
Okay. I love me some Pros. Have you guys heard of Pros? Oh my God. Go to their website, pros.com. Of course, you're going to enter my code. You're actually going to go to pros.com/TSFS. All right. You're going to get 15% off. But I had been hearing about Pros for so long. And then I thought, I need to do it because it actually customizes hair care products to your hair and based on your zip code, the type of water that you're using. Got hard water, soft water, all that can impact how your shampoo works. So with Pros, you go, you take their in-depth consultation, which takes less than 15 minutes. And they ask me all kinds of different things like my zip code, eating habits, damage level, exercise. And then Pros analyzes all my answers and determines the unique blend that is specific just to me. I love customized things. And now you can do it with your hair care. Also, as a carbon neutral certified B Corp, Pros is an industry leader in clean and responsible beauty. That I am all about too. All their ingredients are sustainable, sourced, ethically gathered, and cruelty-free. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/TSFS. That's PROSE.com/TSFS for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of 5-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schmann has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Now, what else can you tell me?
Well, I mean, okay, why don't we stay with Nene and Kim? Do you want to talk about that? Because Kim Zolciak was just on, you know, and by the way, I don't know if we can say this yet, because you have all kinds of guests up your sleeve, but Carlos King, is your Carlos King interview out yet?
It is not out. It is looming. It is looming.
I can't wait.
It's got to come out, everybody. Listen, I fucking love Carlos King. Sorry, love.
I hit refresh constantly on Behind the Velvet Rope, and I'm like, I want to hear this interview. Anyway.
It's in the mix, babe.
On his late night show, you know, Kim Zolciak, as well as some of the other throwback cast members from Real Housewives of Atlanta, were on his show, and he asked Kim point blank, how do you feel about Nene's lawsuit and allegations that you were racist? She says without a doubt that Nene knows exactly what she's doing, and she knows those rumors, and she knows that those statements are false. That was basically what Kim said. And Kim went on to say, I'm going to deal with Nene when this is all over.
She did say that.
I'm fascinated because I read the timeline of Kim and Nene's friendship, and essentially as of like a year or so ago, they were back on, you know, with Greg's death. Kim was speaking to Nene. Kim was offering condolences. Kim was being, you know, they were very friendly as Greg was dying. So
they like reconciled and were friends again. Yes. I mean, they were friends again. You know, I don't know, perfect best friends, but they were friendly. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's interesting to me. I don't think Kim really let on where they're at with their friendship, but it was sort of like, I'm going to deal with Nene later, and these statements are completely false. Now, I saw on blog comments, people were like, oh, Kim, you know, you've made passive aggressive or racist statements for a long time. You know, a lot of people were not buying Kim's side of it, but I don't know. Kim says it's, you know, she says none of that. None of the stuff behind the scenes were true.
Because I didn't listen to this chat. I saw Carlos had everyone together. I mean, I have my own theories, but did Kim seem upset or mad?
No, she seems pretty mad. You know how Kim is. Kim kind of like has that Kim attitude. I mean, she just seemed to have that same attitude, I thought.
And she hasn't really like come out and made a statement. Look, I feel, because I've seen, this is just my opinion, that her I'll deal with Nene after. It's almost like Kim gets it. It's to me, she's almost like, girl, do you do what you got to do. I'm not saying Nene's lawsuit isn't valid, because this is when everyone starts to call me and you racist, which bring it on. Call us that all day. I don't give a shit. But I really feel like Kim's not giving her any money. She didn't sue Kim. It's almost like, to me, I mean, these aren't great things that she's saying against Kim, but there's no lawsuit against Kim. I just feel Kim is just kind of like, I'll deal with you after. Like, I'm not thrilled that you're using me in this, but get your coins, girl, and we'll figure
this out later. I think that's a good take. I think that's a good take. I don't think that's, like, off, you know?
She doesn't seem overly upset to me and everything else. She hasn't come out and made a statement. She's not. It's just like what I just said. Call every time we talk about Nene's lawsuit, make comments that were racist all day, because they're so far from true. I feel like Kim, that's kind of the attitude of like, this is so not true. Like, why? I'm not upset over it because it's like preposterous. You know, this is just what where I think Kim is coming from. I'm not saying that, you know, Nene doesn't have a case or, but I just think from Kim's point of view, she's like, whatever, go get your coins and I'll deal with you afterwards. And I don't even think her dealing with Nene is going to be so like, stay the fuck away from me. It's just going to be like, that was shitty, but great. Right. Like,
I think you're, me, I think you're not right, wrong. Like, I mean, I think Kim probably gets it too. And, you know, Don't Be Tardy has been canceled. I mean, does Kim have any affiliation with Bravo? Has she been on any of the girls' trips?
No. Now, I would be mad in the sense that I do think, or as I've said before, I don't think everyone who thinks they have a hand in getting like Jenny McGuin fired and Stassi, I really think Bravo does not care about one person listening to this podcast. I don't think they care about you. I don't think they care about me. I don't think they really listen to the temperature of what's out there. But I do think that when it's a lawsuit and it's this big, I don't think this is good for Kim. I don't think they're going to say, come on to girls' trip. Or I think it could be problematic for her. And in a sense, like, that's why I would be mad, because now you are affecting my coins. I mean, not that Kim is. But look, I mean, if RHOA needs Kim, I think they would bring her back there. I just don't think the network is like reaching out. It's the optics on it are bad. But short of that, I don't think Kim is that upset. It's more like, I'm not paying you. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck do I care? Go and get $10 million from Bravo. I'd like, let's all rate Bravo and get your coins and then I'll deal with you. That's really where my mind goes.
Well, I think that you're pretty accurate on that. And then the only other thing that Kim revealed is, you know, talking about family planning. I mean, I think Kim and Croy have something like 7 kids together. I mean, because Croy obviously adopted her Brielle and her other, oh my God, her oldest daughter.
We love Brielle.
Yes, we love Brielle. Her two oldest daughters, Croy adopted. So Kim basically revealed that Croy has had a vasectomy. So they are done with children. And I mean, it seems like things are going well for them. They obviously, Brielle has her makeup business, I think, with Kim. So I don't know how lucrative or not lucrative that is. But, and they have the swimsuit, so.
I mean, look, the rumors swirl and swirl and swirl that Kim is broke. Those rumors are constantly going around. And I mean, that's out there. And Brielle's business, look, I mean, more power to them. I don't like children. Have the vasectomy. 7 is enough. So it's about damn time and just move on and enjoy your life. And look, Kim and Croy are in love. Like, I don't care what you say, love them or hate them, that marriage works for them. So more power to them.
More power to them.
RHOBH, you want to do some of that? Oh. Kyle Richards has a little something, a little mishap.
Well, Kyle Richards is bedridden, apparently with a back injury. So she was, you know, she was showing pictures of her dog. She's in bed. She's watching TV. She's watching some favorite films. There really isn't much to say about that because nobody knows where the back injury stemmed from. She's just sort of not feeling well. She says she'll be there indefinitely. That's kind
of
it.
Did she run into Lisa Vanderpump in a dark alley and Vanderpump just tried to take her out?
Vanderpump. She did not say anything to that degree. But anyway, that's like all we know.
Her dogs are helping her through it.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that Kyle and Mauricio have 6 dogs. That, like,
they're almost rivaling Miss Kim D.
I mean, how many does Kim have?
Kim has 7.
Ugh.
It's not for me. And every week when we do our Patreon chat, Kim's dogs. Oh, honey, I had to have a little chat with Miss Kim D off air. Miss D had to be reprimanded by me.
You're like, enough with the fucking dogs nonstop.
Well, it's like, I don't care. But Kim, like, people are actually listening to this. Like, this is a thing.
And they're paying to listen. Yeah, yeah.
Right. And like, you got to figure this out. Now, of course, if you go to www.diggs.pet/velvet, you can get a collapsible dog cage. Look, Sarah, you know how you like take those big, Sarah, do you know how you take those big dog cages and you take one hand and you lift the thing up. And then when you're done with it, you store it. I said, Kim, go get your 15% off and put the damn dogs. Now everyone's going to come after me putting dogs in a cage during an episode, blah, blah, you horrible human being. Put the dogs in the Diggs carrier while we're on air. That's all I have to say. But no, I did not. So Diggs, and you get 15% off. But and it's the codes in the show. But I did not know that Kyle had that many dogs. That is literally crazy.
I wish no harm to any creature, but I do not understand why someone would want 6 or 7 dogs. I just don't. I mean, I don't care if you have a full-time housekeeper. The amount of pet hair, the dog vomit, the barking, the vet bills. I mean, I they're very rich.
One could say you have a lot of love in your life, and the other could say, like, what void are you trying to fill? Like, when I buy my Louis Vuitton bags, and I just bought like 3, one after another, that's like sick. It's like my friend's like, that's a cry for help. It is. I'm trying to fill some void, some loneliness that I feel, which is sad, but I mean, at least I know it, and I'm trying to put that Band-Aid on and it helps. And then I have a martini and it really helps. And then the next morning I wake up and that loneliness, Sarah, that hole comes in my heart is still there.
Right back, baby. I hear you. It is with me and my shopping addiction. But when you're buying, doesn't it fulfill you for like a good, like 30 minutes or an hour? You like when you walk out of that Louis Vuitton store, you know, with a $2,500 bag, it's just, you are on, it's like nobody can touch you. You know what I mean? You walk through, it's just, it's life such a good feeling.
I could not agree with you more. I could not agree. So if that is what makes you happy on a Monday,
maybe that's
deal with Tuesday tomorrow. Let's just be happy today because this is how life works today.
I mean,
and then like a week later, you're like, all right, it's okay. I want something else now.
Totally. It wears off. Yeah, it wears off. And like you said, all the sadness comes back and all the life worries and all the credit card bills are mounting. And yeah, I know.
Life moves on.
Life moves on, baby.